This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use your leadership voice when delivering a message that will disappoint your team despite your best advocacy. Say the hard thing well, and your team's trust survives it. In short, when a decision goes against your team despite your advocacy, the instinct to soften the message can destroy the very trust you are trying to protect. Your leadership voice in this moment is defined by honesty, not comfort. Say what happened, own your role clearly, and give your team something real to hold on to. The goal is not to make disappointment disappear. It is to make sure your team respects you when it does not. Definition: leadership voice delivery is the deliberate use of tone, word choice, and composure to communicate a difficult message in a way that preserves team trust. It requires a leader to speak with clarity and accountability, especially when the outcome disappoints the people depending on them. I watched a manager I respected walk into a room and destroy 6 months of goodwill in about 4 minutes. The organization had denied his team a resource they badly needed. He had fought for it. He genuinely had. But when he stood up to tell them, he spent 3 minutes explaining why the decision made sense from the business perspective, mentioned his advocacy almost as a footnote, and finished by saying he was sure they would find a way through. His team sat in silence. Not the respectful kind. The kind that comes when people feel managed, not led. Your leadership voice delivery in this specific situation is one of the most demanding communication tasks a leader faces. You are carrying news you did not choose, about a decision you may not fully agree with, to people who trusted you to fight for them. The failure I described above was not a failure of courage. It was a failure of method. This article gives you a clear, ordered process for getting it right. What has to be true before you walk into that room? Before you speak a word, two things must be in place. First, you must know exactly what you can and cannot disclose. Some decisions come with constraints on how much context a leader can share. Work this out before the conversation, not during it. If you improvise on confidentiality under pressure, you will either overshare or come across as evasive, and both damage your credibility. Second, you must have genuinely processed your own reaction. If you are still angry, still raw, or still rehearsing the argument you lost, your team will feel it. That energy does not stay hidden. Take whatever time you need, whether it is 10 minutes or a day, to reach a place of steadiness before you speak. Your composure is not indifference. It is a gift to your team. If either of these conditions is not in place, delay the conversation. A message delivered without clarity or composure does more harm than a brief, honest delay. The six-step process for using your leadership voice in this moment. Step 1. Open with the outcome, not the preamble. Start with the news. Not with context, not with an apology, not with a warm-up sentence. Your team senses something is coming the moment you call the meeting. Every sentence of preamble increases their anxiety and signals that you're not comfortable being direct. A script that works. I want to be straight with you from the start. The decision came back, and it did not go the way we wanted. That is enough. 8 seconds, and you have respected their time and their intelligence. Step 2. State your advocacy plainly, without drama. Tell them you fought for them, not in detail, not with martyrdom, and not in a way that sounds like you're seeking credit. Say it once, clearly, and move on. Try this. I made the case as strongly as I could. I want you to know that. I did not get the result, but the advocacy was real. This matters because your team needs to know you're genuinely on their side, not performing loyalty. One clear, direct statement does that. Repeating it or dwelling on it turns advocacy into self-promotion. If you want to build a stronger foundation for that kind of advocacy in the future, the value method for advocating with senior leadership gives you a practical structure for making that case before the decision, not after. Step 3. Share the reasoning you are permitted to give. Your team deserves to understand why, to the extent you can share it. This is not about defending the decision or asking them to agree with it. It is about treating them as adults capable of handling reality. Be specific about the limits. There are parts of the reasoning I am not in a position to go into. What I can tell you is this, then give them everything you can. Vagueness here reads as cover-up, even when it is not. If you truly cannot share the full picture, name that honestly rather than leaving a gap. I know that is incomplete, and I'm sorry I cannot give you more is far stronger than a vague non-answer. Step 4. Give space for the reaction. Do not fill the silence after you have delivered the news. This is where many leaders break down, rushing to reassure before the team has had a chance to feel what they feel. Wait. Hold the silence. Let it do its work. If someone speaks, listen fully. Resist the instinct to correct or counter immediately. For practical guidance on how to stay composed when a conversation turns tense, the core framework for staying grounded during difficult exchanges is worth your time before this conversation happens. If someone expresses frustration or pushback, acknowledge what they are feeling before you respond to the content. I hear that. That frustration makes complete sense to me is not a capitulation. It is a demonstration of respect. For a structured way to do this, the empathy bridge technique applies directly here, even though it was built for feedback conversations. Step 5. Redirect toward what the team controls. This is where your leadership voice shifts register from bearing news to pointing a direction. It must be genuine, not a pivot designed to cut short the discomfort. Wait until the reaction has had real space before you make this move. We cannot change this decision. What we can do is decide together how we respond to it. I have some thoughts, and I want yours. That phrasing matters. It establishes that the future is a shared territory, not something being handed down. It treats your team as co-owners of what comes next, and it gives the conversation somewhere to go that is not just sitting in disappointment. Step 6. Close with a commitment you will actually keep. Do not end with a vague promise. We will figure it out together sounds good, but means nothing. Close instead with one concrete commitment, something specific you will do, a date you will follow up, or an action you're taking on their behalf. I'm going back to ask whether there's a review window. I will have an answer for you by Thursday. Or, I'm going to need a week to think through what our best path forward looks like. I will come back to you with something concrete. Your credibility after this conversation is built almost entirely on whether you follow through. This much I know for certain: a broken commitment after a disappointing message does far more damage than the original news. When your team is remote, delivering this message across a video call or a distributed team adds a layer of difficulty. You lose the ability to read the room in real time, and the emotional weight of news travels less cleanly through a screen. Two adjustments matter most. First, never send this message asynchronously. No recorded video, no written announcement, no Slack message. Disappointment requires a live conversation so your team can ask questions and receive a human response in real time. Second, after the group call, follow up with each direct report individually, even briefly. A 2-minute one-to-one call the same day signals that you're not hiding behind the group setting. For broader challenges that emerge in distributed team settings, the article on how to handle conflict during meetings gives you practical tools for managing the moments when disagreement surfaces in a group context. Where leaders go wrong and what to do instead. These are the mistakes I have seen most often, and most of them I have made myself. The mistake: oversoftening the message until the core news is buried. Why it happens. Leaders want to protect their team from pain, which is an admirable instinct applied in the wrong place. What to do instead? State the outcome in your first 2 sentences. Kindness lies in your tone and your presence, not in obscuring the truth. The mistake: spending more time explaining the decision than acknowledging the disappointment. Why it happens. Explanation feels productive and gives the leader something to do with the discomfort. What to do instead? Acknowledge the emotional reality first. Explanation without acknowledgement reads as deflection. The mistake: distancing yourself from the decision by implying you had no part in it. Why it happens. The leader wants to stay aligned with the team rather than with authority. What to do instead? Own your role in the decision chain honestly. You are a leader in the organization that made this call. Pretending otherwise erodes trust far more than the decision itself does. The DEAL method for resolving team conflict offers a useful framework for restoring alignment after moments like this one. The mistake: pivoting to positivity before the team is ready. Why it happens. The leader is uncomfortable in the silence and moves to fix the atmosphere. What to do instead? Wait for the reaction to run its course. A premature pivot to optimism tells your team their feelings are inconvenient to you. For situations where disappointment about a decision feeds into wider team tension, the article on how to start a difficult conversation that is blocking your team's progress gives you the opening moves you need. And if the conversation produces specific feedback dynamics, the guidance on advanced feedback techniques for high-stakes conversations covers the nuance and depth. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling books 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Before you walk in, a preparation check. Use this before the conversation. It takes 5 minutes, and it is worth every second. Number 1. I know the exact outcome I'm delivering, and I can state it in one sentence. Number 2. I know what I'm permitted to disclose about the reasoning, and I have decided what to say about the parts I cannot share. Number 3. I have a single, honest sentence about my advocacy prepared. Number 4. I have a specific, concrete closing commitment ready, with a date attached. Number 5. I have done enough preparation that I am not still processing my own reaction. Number 6. I have thought through the most likely objection my team will raise, and I know how I will respond to it. Number 7. I'm not walking in expecting to make the disappointment disappear. I'm walking in prepared to be honest and steady. If you cannot check all 7, identify which one is missing and address it before the conversation begins. Do not improvise on this. What your team remembers after this moment? Your team will not remember every word you said. They will remember whether you looked them in the eye. They will remember whether you were straight with them, or whether they had to decode what you were actually saying. And they will remember whether you treated their disappointment as a real thing or as an obstacle to get around. Leadership voice delivery in this situation is not about performing confidence. It is about bringing enough genuine strength to the moment that your team can trust the ground they are standing on, even when the news is hard. The steps above are not a script for looking good under pressure. They are a method for being worthy of the trust your team placed in you when they let you represent them. That trust, tended carefully through hard moments, is what real leadership is built from. Frequently asked questions. What is leadership voice delivery? Leadership voice delivery is the way a leader chooses their words, tone, and composure when communicating a difficult message. It is especially critical when the news disappoints the team. Done well, it preserves trust and demonstrates respect even when the outcome cannot be changed. How do you deliver disappointing news to your team without losing their trust? You deliver disappointing news without losing trust by being direct about the outcome, honest about your advocacy, and clear about the path forward. Avoid softening the message so much that it obscures the truth. Your team trusts clarity more than comfort. What should a leader say when a decision goes against the team? A leader should acknowledge the outcome plainly, confirm they advocated for the team, explain the reasoning they are permitted to share, and redirect focus toward what the team controls next. Avoid blaming senior leadership or pretending the decision was ideal. How does leadership voice differ from ordinary workplace communication? Leadership voice carries a higher standard of accountability. It is not just about what you say, but how you hold yourself while saying it. Your tone, your steadiness, and your willingness to stay present with the team's reaction are all part of how the message lands. Why do leaders often handle disappointing messages badly? Most leaders handle these moments badly because they confuse protection with honesty. They soften the message too much, overexplain, or distance themselves from the decision. This reads as evasion to a team that is already disappointed and makes the situation worse, not better. How do you prepare your leadership voice before a difficult message? Prepare by scripting your opening 2 sentences, deciding exactly how much context you can share, anticipating the strongest objection your team will raise, and choosing a calm, steady physical posture before you begin. Preparation is what separates a grounded delivery from a reactive one. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book 8 Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.